Greetings, everyone.
新年好。
Happy New Year.
我今天呢有讲到之前，只是刚来之前是想才想到，我们教会的每一年呢会定一些教会的月历。
And I just think about that every year, in the beginning of the year, our church will order some calendars.
今年呢，因为这个出版商呢，他把别的教会的月历寄到我们教会去，所以我们教会今年多了100个，所以我就带来送给你。
So this year the publisher mailed the our calendar to other churches. So now we end up with 100 more calendars in our churches. So I want to give you as a gift.
所以呢，等一下我会放在后面。
So I will put all the calendars in the back.
其实他是把人家教会的寄来，所以呢。如果你不喜欢见到人家教会的，你就把最后一页撕掉，你就变成你可以用。
So the calendar is all the other churches, but if you don't like, you can take the last page off.
好，我们开始之前，我们一起祷告。
Let us pray first.
现在天父，我们谢谢你。
And Heavenly Father, we thank you.
给我们新的一年的开始。
Thank you for giving us this new beginning of the new year.
我们将我们今年我们的生活将我们自己交托在神的手里面。
We commit our life and ourselves into your hand.
求主带领我们。
We ask the Lord to lead us.
给我们一个谦卑顺服你的心。
Give us a heart that humble heart and a heart that obedient heart.
你知道我们的生活，你知道这个教会都会把你的荣耀彰显出来。
And through our life and through our church, your glory may be amplified.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
Listen to our prayer. We pray in our Lord Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
你知道我太太的，就是我岳父，你知道他的工作是什么吗？
Do you know the profession of my father-in-law?
他其实是一个商人呢。
He's a businessman.
但是呢，他其中一个生意呢，就是开裁缝店。
And one of his businesses is a tailor shop.
这个就是他家里面做的。我穿的都是他家里面做的。
And the suit I'm wearing is from his shop, and also a lot of clothes I wear from his shop too.
从前回香港的时候呢，就是一定会上他的店里面，找他爸爸，还有他其他，就是因为他的家人就是都在这边工作，都会上去他的店。
And every time I visit Hong Kong, I always go to his shop, and all the relatives go there too.
但是这一年，去年呢，应该是去年回去的时候呢，我们再不上这个店了。
And the last year, when I visited Hong Kong, I didn't go to the shop.
因为呢，这个店已经关门了。
And because it is closed.
他爸爸现在已经86岁了，所以他就不再做生意了。
Because he is already 86 years old and he no longer can run the business.
还有呢，就是其实定做衣服这个行业呢，在香港越来越小了。
And also the shop making the clothes is not popular in Hong Kong anymore.
现在你都是去百科公司里面买衣服，不会再去这些我们说 tailor made 就是定做衣服的地方了。
And people usually go to the stores, department stores to buy clothes instead of go to the tailor shop to make their own clothes.
所以呢，百科公司就取替这些洋服店。
And the department store already replaced the tailor shop.
你可以说呢，这些洋服店呢就不值得存在。
You can see that you can also say that the tailor shop seems no reason for them to still exist anymore.
让我想起一个问题，就是有的时候我们要问，就是我们的教会值不值得继续存在
And this reminds me, is I want to ask the question, if our church are still worth it to exist?
我们教会今年是第十一年的时候，我也问他们这个问题。
And on the 11th anniversary day, that I also asked the same question to our church.
什么教会值得存在呢
？What kind of church worthy of the existing？
是不是人多的就值得存在
？Is that a church that has many members？
还是呢，你奉献很高的？
Or the church give much offers.
发觉呢，你有很多不同的事工的。
Or a church that has many ministries.
我们很多时候就是这样子看 ，OK， 如果一个组织是人多的、钱多的，它就值得存在。
Oftentimes we also see only from the outwards that if the church has many people or many ministries, then it's worth its existing.
我想，能够回答这个问题的就是教会的主人。
I think the only person that can answer this question correctly is the Lord of the church.
这个就是主耶稣基督。
And it's Jesus Christ.
因为呢，主耶稣是用他的宝血把教会买回来。
Because the Lord purchased his church through using his blood.
在启示录里面呢，主耶稣写了七封书，七封信给七个不同的教会。
And in the book of Revelation, it writes, the Lord writes seven letters to seven different churches.
这个是他对教会的的不同的评价。
And these letters tell us his review of the different churches.
那这个这七个教会呢都在亚洲的。
And all these seven churches are in Asia.
那么它是根据的同一个格式所写出来。
And the letter is written in the similar style.
他们研究圣经的人呢，形容呢，它就好像呢这个皇帝写这个圣旨一样。
And some of the Bible scholars think it's just like the emperor writing his royal edict.
这个呢，就是从前罗马帝国，它有很多殖民地。
And it's just like the old Roman Empire, they have a lot of colonies.
那么呢，这个罗马皇呢，会写信给这些管理殖民地的这些官员。
And the Roman Emperor, he writes letters to all the leaders in the colony.
如果你做得好，他会称赞你。
If you do a good job, and he will praise them.
如果你做得不好呢，他就在信里面警告你。
And if they do a poor job, then he will warn the colonies.
那如果你不改过来的时候呢，这个罗马王就会派兵来打你。
And if they do not turn from the wrong way, then the emperor will send troops to attack them.
因为罗马王觉得你是不值得存在。
And because the emperor said, if you're not good, you're not worthy of existing.
所以呢，从耶稣写这七封信里面，我们能够见到什么教会是值得存在的呢？
And if so, from these seven letters, we can see from the Lord's perspective that what kind of church is still worthy of existing.
那么我们今天来看第一封。
And today we want to study the first letter.
那他每一封信里面呢？都是这样子格式的。
And all letters have similar format.
他就先告诉你，我现在写信给哪一个教会。
And first he will say, oh, to this church I write this.
那么他就会，耶稣就会形容他自己是一个怎么样的一个主人呢
？And also in the beginning, Jesus will describe what is he like.
最后呢，他就开始讲到我知道什么什么。
And then he will say that I know what.
那我们看呢，他写给以弗所教会的二章第一节里面呢，他就这样子写。
And let's look at the verse 1 from chapter 2.
我要写信给以弗所教会的使者说，拿右手拿赐星，在这个金灯台中间行走的说。
And to the angel of the church in Ephesus write, These are the words of him who holds the seven stars in his right hand and walks among the seven golden truths.
我是因为耶稣在这边呢，只是告诉教会呢，他是一个名家秋毫的一个主。
And I described Jesus like he is the Lord that who has a sharp discernment.
他强调他就是教会的主人。
And he claimed that he is the master lord of the church.
手右手拿着。七星的意思，星就是代表了教会的侍者。
He holds seven stars in his right hand, and the seven stars represent the seven servants of the church.
有人认为呢，这个是侍者，可能就是讲到天师啊，或者呢，更有可能呢，就是讲到了这个教会的牧师。
And some think these seven servants point to seven angels or seven pastors in church.
所以呢，耶稣的意思就是我是掌管教会的。
And but the Lord, he is basically telling us he is the Lord of the church.
他能掌管这个教会的生死。
And he controls whether the church exists or not.
他有权呢，拣选一个教会把它拿起来。
And he has the right to take a church and uphold the church.
他也有权呢，把这个教会放弃。
And he also has the right to give up on the church.
耶稣不单只是教会的主人。
Not only Jesus is the Lord of the church.
他也很清楚每一个教会的情况。
And he also knows everything in the church.
因为他形容他自己的是在七个金灯台中间行走的。
Because he described himself walks among the seven lampstand.
一章二十节里面也解释了金灯台呢，就是代表教会。
From verse 120, the seven lampstands represent seven churches.
耶稣不单只与教会同在。
Not only Jesus was being with his church.
他很清楚这个教会的情况。
He also knows well the church.
你不要以为能够骗到他。
Do not think you can deceive him.
我记得呢，我念大学的时候，大学团契有一个弟兄。
And I remember while I'm in the college, there is a brother in this fellowship.
他说有一段时间他在教会里面就是，他就是好像问过去了这些问日子了。他说。
And he described during certain period, he's just like goes through with the life without any much growth.
他的意思就是他来教会。
And the meaning that he means that he comes to church.
人家要求比方说邀请他带查经。
And they ask him to lead the Bible study.
他也不预备了。
And he didn't prepare.
他因为其实他是一个牧师的儿子。
He actually is a son of a pastor.
从小在教会长大。
He grew up in church.
听过无数次人家讲圣经了。
He listens numerous times of people teach Bible.
所以他不预备带查经呢，他也有很多话可以讲。
Even though he's not prepared, he has a lot to talk about.
他很多人呢觉得他也带得很不错啊。
Many people think that he leads pretty good.
但是呢，他自己知道，其实他是一个没有预备的人。
But he knows himself that he didn't prepare.
但是后来呢，这个弟兄改变了。
But later on he changed.
因为他知道，虽然他面前的人不知道他没有预备。
Even though the people in front of him they don't know he didn't prepare.
但是呢，结尾教会的主人主耶稣啊，他是一个明察秋毫的主，他知道他的。里面的情况。
But the Lord of the church, he knows everything, and he discerns everything that he knows he didn't prepare.
你能够骗到你面前的人，但是你骗不了你的主。
You can cheat the people in front of you, but you cannot cheat your Lord.
因为耶稣说我知道。
Because the Lord says, I know.
然后呢，从第二节到第六节里面呢，耶稣就告诉我们，什么教会是不值得存在的。
And from verse 2 to 6, the Lord here tells us what kind of church is not worthy of existing.
里面呢是耶稣给以弗所教会的评语。
And also it's revealed to the church of Ephesus.
不但只有给他评语，有给他命令，还有警告。
And also the not only the review is also the command and the warning to them.
那如果你直接跳到第五节的时候，你就见到主耶稣的命令。
If you jump to verse 5, then you can see the command there.
第五节。下面说，你若不悔改，我就临到你那里，把你的灯台从原处拿去。
And here the Lord warns that if you do not repent, I will remove the lampstand from you.
换句话说，耶稣告诉教会，你不悔改，我 you are fired， 就是我把你开除。
And use another words that if you are not repenting, then you are fired. 就被炒鱿鱼了。
那你看看啊，以弗所教会是这么混账的一个教会吗
？Do you think the Ephesus church is such an unworthy church？
那么你就可以从耶稣给他的评语里面找出来。
You can see that from Jesus' review to the work.
那二章第二节开始的时候呢，耶稣对这个是讲到他们的优点的。
And from verse 2, Jesus actually here talks about the good work.
我知道你的行为劳碌忍耐。
I know your deeds, your hard work, and your perseverance.
那这三个形容词呢，告诉我们呢，以弗所教会是一个有生命的教会。
And these three words that the Lord puts them that tells us the church in Ephesus actually is a living church.
在全个新约圣经里面，只有另外一个教会，就是帖撒罗尼迦教会，得到保罗这样子的称赞。
And among all the church letters, only the church in Thessalonica has this praises, similar praises.
保罗说，因为有这三样东西的时候呢，他肯定帖撒罗尼迦教会呢是一个就是一个有生命的一个教会。
Because of the three good things that the church in Thessalonica is a church that has life.
呀，有一些教会呢，你跑进去，你都不知道呢，这个是一个教会啊，还是一个还是一个组织而已。
And some churches, if you go join and worship, then you don't even know if it's a church or it's just organization.
但是呢，以弗所教会不是这样子。
But the church in Ephesus is not like that.
它很明显有属灵的生命。
It has some spiritual life, obviously.
还有呢，保罗告诉我们呢。这个以弗所教会呢，是一个分别为圣的一个教会。
And Paul also tells us that the church in Ephesus is a church that's separated for the Lord.
耶稣称赞他们呢，你是不能忍耐恶人的。
And the Lord praises them that they cannot tolerate the evil.
恶人的意思就是这些没有道德的人。
And the evil people, that means the people that they will not have any moral, good moral standard.
我们知道以弗所呢，其实是一个很繁华的一个城市。
We know that the city of Ephesus is a very prosperous city.
那繁华的城市呢，很多时候也是一个道德很低落的一个城市。
Often that kind of city, they have less moral standards too.
但是以弗所教会呢，没有受他们这个城市的影响。
But the church there does not affected by their moral standards.
另外一个呢，就是耶稣称赞这个教会呢，就是他们信仰纯正。
And another thing the Lord praises them is they stand firm and has a pure belief.
他们知道自己相信什么，他对信仰有一个分辨的能力。
They know what they believe and they have discernment in their faith.
所以呢，第二节里面呢，讲到呢，你曾也曾试验了，自称为使徒，却不是使徒。 看出他们是假的来。
And in verse 2, and the Lord says, you have tested those who claim to be apostles, but are not, and have found them false.
第三节里面呢，耶稣称赞他们常走为主侍奉。
And in verse 3, the Lord praised them when they endured the hardship and served the Lord.
换句话说，他们不是一刹那的热心，是不断的、不停止的去侍奉神。
So, in another, to describe it, they're not just like a temporary zealous, but they persevere and they continue to serve.
总括来说呢，以弗所教会是一个有生命的教会。
And the conclusion is that the church, Ephesians church, is the church that has life.
是圣洁的教会。
It's a holy church.
信仰纯正的教会。
And it has the faith is pure.
恒心侍奉主的教会。
And they persevere and serve the Lord.
你说能够做到这样子的教会，应该是很高兴呐。
You would think the church has obtained all these praises that they're a good, truly a good church.
为什么主耶稣说，如果他们不悔改的时候，他们不值得存在下去呢？
Why the Lord says if you do not repent, then I will remove the lampstand from you.
那么你就看第四节里面呢，主耶稣指出他们的缺点。
In verse 4, you will see that the Lord points out their lamps.
他说呢，然而有一件事我要责备你，就是你把起初的爱心离弃了。
Verse 4 says, Yet I hold this against you, you have forsaken your first love.
换句话说呢，他们是做了一个致命的错误。
And they have a very fatal wrongs.
耶稣不是说呢，他们的努力是没有价值。
It's not like Jesus said their hard work is not worthy of anything.
只是呢，他们犯了一个错误是，可以说呢，就是让他们的disqualify， 就是不值得再存在。
So the wrong thing they did make them不合格。
就好像给人涂胎一样。我有一次呢，我不知道大家喜不喜欢看电视啊。我有一个节目很喜欢看，就是叫 Master Chef。
I don't know if you like to watch TV or not. One show I like to watch is
Master Chef， 就是厨师，
Chef.
就是厨师的这、就是一个比赛了哈。那么呢，这一集呢是讲到了，他最后是很多人开始的，最后只有剩下三个人。
The show started with many chefs, but at the end, there are only three left.
那么呢，他们比赛的，那么最后当天的一个项目呢，就是做一个甜点。
And on that day, the competition is they make a dessert.
那么呢，这个男的就是当时的唯一一个男生剩下来，他做了一个派，是很漂亮的。
Only one guy left, so he made a very beautiful pie.
那么这个主持人呢，Chef Ramsay， 那么吃了一口。
And the chairman, he ate one piece.
吃一口。
The pie.
他也不出声。
And he didn't say anything.
那么他邀请这个参赛这个男的 ，OK， 你也吃一口。
And he invited the guy takes his own pie.
他吃了以后呢，他就明白。
And this he took the pie and he understands why.
他犯了一个致命的错误。
He made a fatal mistake.
你知道是什么？
Do you know what is it? What it is?
对呀、啊，他用盐代替了糖。
He used the salt instead of sugar in the pie.
所以这个致命的错误就让他被淘汰。
That's a fatal mistake, so he's disqualified.
以弗所教会的致命的错误就在第四节。
And the mistake that the Ephesus church made is in verse 4.
这边就是告诉我们，他们离。 就是把起初的爱先离弃了。
And we forsake the first love.
那你要注意哦，主耶稣不是说呢，以弗所教会没有爱心。
The Lord is not saying they do not have a heart of love.
他是说他离弃了起初的爱心。
But he says they forsaken the first love.
离弃这个字呢，有的时候在新约圣经里面呢，形容翻译成为离婚。
And sometimes the forsaken in the New Testament also use the words divorce.
所以呢，给我们一种感觉，就是好像一对夫妻。
And it's like a couple, husband and wife.
结婚几十年了。
And they married for many years.
不是不爱对方
，and not they totally don't love one another.
但是就好像就是老油条一样啊。
And they just like old stale the donuts.
就是失去了起初恋这个的爱。
And they lost their first love.
所以呢，解经家就问一个问题：那么什么是起初的爱心呢？
Then the Bible scholar is wondering what is this first love.
那么呢，我找到三个可能性。
And I found three possibilities.
第一，就是他们对神的爱。
And the first is the love to God.
第二，有人解释是对人的爱。
And the love of people.
第三，是传福音。
And the gospel, and don't tell the gospel.
那第一跟第二呢，其实你可以说呢，好像一个一个钱币的两面一样。
And the first and second is just like a coin has two sides.
因为呢，我们知道呢，我们爱神跟爱人是分不开的。
We know that we cannot separate our love to God and love to people.
好像约翰一书里面告诉我们，你不爱所看见的弟兄，就不能爱没有看见的神。
And it's like in the first John, that if whoever does not love their brothers and sisters whom they have seen, they cannot love God whom they have not seen.
所以你爱神，你一定爱人。
If you truly love God, you will love people.
如果你失去对神的爱的时候，你很自然你就会失去对人的爱。
If you lose your love to God, naturally you will lose your love to people.
那么为什么有人选择第三个解释，就是这个教会失去了传福音的热情呢？
Why some people choose another explanation? The church lost their zealous to spread the gospel.
这个呢是一个推论。
This is just hypothesis.
Yeah, 一个
deduction.
就是从耶稣的惩罚里面找出来的一个推论的结果。
And it's from the letters Jesus here described, and they conclude this.
那你看看哈，耶稣是怎么惩罚这个教会
？And let us see that how Jesus judged this church.
他就把这个教会的好这个灯台拉开嘛，就不能再做这个灯台了。
And he said he removed the lampstand from this church. That means that the church can no longer be a lamp.
所以你想一想，为什么圣经形容教会是一个灯台呢
？Why the Bible describes church as lampstand?
因为它最大的功用就是传福音，好像一个灯台，把这个光传到黑暗里面。
Because the major functionality of the church is to spread the gospel, just to tell the gospel to the people around.
所以有人猜，因为这个惩罚就是把他们拿下来，一定说是因为他们不传福音，所以神说 ，OK， 你不能做，不值得做，在这边再做教会。
So the punishment for them is removed the lampstand so they cannot no longer to spread the gospel around.
这个让我们每一个教会有一个很大的提醒。
And this gave all the church a good reminder.
就是我们可能是一个很忙碌的一个教会。
Maybe you are a very busy church.
但是，甚至你在不同的事工里面有很多不同的事工。
Maybe you have many ministries on top of the ministries.
那么，但是我们有没有忘了神的起初对神起初的爱？
But did we ever forget the first love we have towards him?
有没有忘了对人的爱？
Did we forget the love to people?
有没有忘了把这个福音继续的在这个地区里面传扬出去？
Did we forget to tell the gospel to the people in this area?
还是呢，我们只关心呢，就是每一个星期天里面有多少人坐在这个房间里面。
Oh, we only care how many people every Sunday can sit in this room.
耶稣说，如果我们离弃起初的爱的时候，这样子的教会是不值得存在下去。
And Jesus says, if we have forsaken our first love, the church like that, they are not worthy of their existing.
第五节里面呢，耶稣就告诉他们怎么去解决这个问题的方法。
And in verse 5, Jesus also tells them the solution to overcome the problem.
耶稣告诉以弗所教会有三样事情你要做的。
And he tells three things they should do.
第一，你要回想。
First, you need to remember.
第五节讲到，所以应当回想你从那里坠落的。
Remember the height from where you have fallen.
回想呢，不是想当年。
Remember is not only think the past.
回想呢，是一个反省，不断的反省的一个意思。
And it's a thinking and meditate on your doing.
你是比较你现在跟你从前的情况。
Compare your present with your past.
我不知道呢，有多少人呢是从这个教会最起初的时候就在。
I don't know how many of you are here since the beginning of this church.
但是无论如何，但是我想，你想一想，你当初来教会的热情，比起你现在是不是一样？
But you can think when you first come to this church, the heart and the zeal you have still same as nowadays.
我们教会呢，从前还第一个聚会的地方呢是一个小学。
And our church started gathering in elementary school.
所以每一个星期天早晨呢，都要把我们所有的器材从家里面。搬进这个小学。
And every Sunday, before we gather, we have to take all the equipment, and move them to the school.
但是他们还是很高兴的坚持去预备。
But they still very joyfully to put things together.
现在呢，我们是借用一个教会，好像你们一样，那个美国人教会去崇拜。
Now we are just like you, the rent American church and worship.
所有东西都可以就是放在他们的这个storage 里面。
We store everything in their storage room.
不用早来。
We will not no longer to come early to prepare.
十五分钟之前来到，你就可以把教会所有事情就是安排好。
15 minutes ahead, you can set up everything good.
但是反而呢，我觉得就是因为现在太方便了，反而弟兄姊妹常常迟到。
Just because of the convenience we have now, lot of brothers and sisters are often come late.
因为我们已经没有好像从前一样，对神这个热情已经失去了。
Because we have lost the zeal like we had before.
所以主耶稣提醒我们，我们在你要记得你从前在什么地方坠落的地方，你就在这边再次改变过来。
So the Lord reminded the church that remember the height you have fallen from, that you repent.
不单只要回想，耶稣还要叫我们回转。
Not only do we remember the past, but also we need to repent, turn around.
微准呢，就是其实，在原文里面是我们说是一个 error stance， 有一种呢，就是一次过的一个决定的一个意思。
And turn around is just like a one-time thing。
换句话说呢，耶稣希望我们做一个决定。
And the Lord here is teach us to make a decision。
这个决定就是从你的罪，从你所犯的错误里面转过来。
And the turn is you turn from your sin and around。
决定回到我们从前的地步。
And go back to the zero and not you had before。
所以最后一样事情，主耶稣邀请吩咐他们做的，就是我们要回到，就是回到行起初所行的事。
And the last thing that Jesus asked them is to turn around and do the things they have done at first。
所以我用 redo 就是回头再做这个起错的事情。
And redo whatever we did at first。
只有当我们回想，回转，还有呢就是回头再做的时候，我们这样子的教会才可以继续做下去。
Only we return, remember and return, repent, then do the things that we have did at first, then we worthy of exist.
七间教会里面呢，最后都有一个同样的一句话。
And all the letters of the church that have the same sentence at the end.
这是圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
And he who has ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
这句话是什么意思？
What does this sentence mean?
我们每个人都有耳朵。
Everyone has ears.
耶稣的意思就是，他的吩咐已经讲完了，你愿不愿意听是你们的责任。
And the Lord is telling us he's done the teaching, and you need to listen and do it.
这个是我们的决定。
And that's our decision.
但是呢，当耶稣邀请我们去遵守以后呢，他会告诉我们，如果你遵守的时候，你会有什么后果。
When the Lord tells us to obey, then he also tells us the result of the obedience.
这个就是在第七节最后的讲到，得胜的，我必将神乐园中生命树的果子赐给他吃。
And it's in verse 7, he said to him, who overcomes, I will give the right to eat from the tree of life, which is in paradise of God.
谁是得胜的人呢？
Who are those who overcomes?
当然就是这些听耶稣的话的人。
They are those who are obedient to God's word.
这些回想、回转、回头再做起初所行的事的人。
To those who remember and repent and redo the things that they did first.
第七节里面讲到了赐给他们吃生命树的果子，这个是什么意思呢？
So in verse 7, the Lord says give them the right to eat from the tree of life. What does that mean?
我的意思是说，这句话是一个应许啊，还是一个奖赏？
Is this a promise or is it a reward?
还是一个惩罚呢？
Or is it a punishment?
那圣经告诉我们呢，信耶稣的人呢就有永生了吗？
And the Bible teaches us that the believers they have eternal life.
还有呢，有永生这个事情呢，是你信耶稣这一刻就有了，不是你离开世界的时候才有。
And the eternal life granted to you at the time you believe him, not at the time you depart from this world.
所以如果第七节的应许是一个奖赏呢，那么呢，他所讲到生命树的果子呢，就不是讲到这个永生了。
If verse 7 is a reward, then this tree, the fruit of the tree of life, is not eternal life.
因为你已经有永生了嘛，再给你吃这个生命树的果子有什么意思呢？
Because you are, you have your eternal life. Why here the Lord says to give you eternal life again?
那如果这个生命树的果子是长到永生，
If this fruit is eternal life,
那么呢，第七节就可能是一个惩罚了。
Then verse 7 might be a punishment.
他的意思就是，如果你得胜，你听耶稣的话，你就有永生；你不听呢，那么你就没有。
If you listen to the word of the Lord, then you will have eternal life. If you do not listen, you will not have eternal life.
那么这个不是跟我们所相信的一次得就永远得就有差别吗？
Then this is very contradicted to the teaching that we have. Once you saved, you were forever saved.
我从前看启示录看到第二、第三章的时候，常常想这些问题。
And before when I read the Revelation chapter 2 and 3, I often wondered at this question.
但是呢，当我这次预备的时候，我就觉得。好像呢，我是一个本末倒置的一个人。
And about this time when I prepared this sermon, I read it again. I think I lost the main point here.
就是对，就是我没有看见他最重要要对我所讲的话。
I didn't see the major point that the Lord is teaching me here.
我讲一个比方去解释一下。
I will give you example to describe this.
比方有一天你太太对你说。
For example, if one day your wife tells you.
老公，请你去洗盘子。
Please go wash the dishes.
那么这个丈夫就问一个问题。
And the husband asks one question.
我洗盘子对我有什么奖赏？
What is the reward if I wash those dishes?
他说没有的。
And she says there's no reward.
那么丈夫又问了。
Then husband asked again.
如果我不洗盘子的时候，是不是会离婚呢？
And he asked if I do not wash these dishes, will you divorce me?
太太说不会的。
And the wife says no.
那么这个丈夫就说，既然没有奖赏。也不会离婚，那么我就不去死了。
And then husband says, I'm not having any reward, and you also not divorce me, then I will not do it.
那如果这个是你的婚姻的时候
，If this is your marriage,
你不觉得这个是很可怜的吗？
Do you think it's a very pitiful situation?
但很多时候呢，当我们看圣经的时候呢，我们的就是常常就是好像这个人问的问题一样。
And oftentimes when we read the Bible, just like that, husband asks such silly questions.
首先我们会想说，遵守有什么赏赐？
And we ask God, if I obey, what is my reward?
不遵守是不是有很严重的惩罚？
If I do not disobey, will I have a severe punishment?
完全呢，从一个利益上面去看我们与神的一个关系。
And we seriously take our relationship with God from the worldly, if it's profitable or not.
如果你是主耶稣的羊。
If you're a lamb, you're a sheep of our Lord.
主耶稣告诉你。你离弃了起初对我的爱。
And the Lord tells you, you have forsaken your first love to me.
作为主耶稣的羊的时候，我们应该有一个很自然的一个反应。
And as the sheep of the Lord, we should have this reaction.
我们就是会遵守主的命令。
We should obey the command from our Lord.
因为主的羊听他的声音。
Because the sheep of the Lord listens to His voice.
不是有没有奖赏、有没有惩罚的一个问题。
It's not the problem of reward or punishment.
因为主耶稣是我们的主人，他简直告诉我们，我们很自然就会愿意去遵守。
Because the Lord is our master, when He tells us that, this we should just go and obey.
我希望呢，这个成为我们2016年 召好像召会的一个逃战。
And I hope this will be the challenge of New Year 2016.
就是呢，我们会回到起初对神的爱。
We will return to the first love we have to our Lord.
做一个得胜的人。
And we will do, become a victorious believer.
听，我们最后一同祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的主耶稣
Oh dear Jesus Christ
你是教会的主人
You are the master of the church
你最知道教会的情况
You know the church inside and out
我们不能骗你
We cannot deceive you
求主提醒我们当初是怎么爱你
We ask the Lord to remind us how we loved you at first
也让我们不会失去当初传福音的热情。
So that we will not lose the zeal to tell your gospel.
你知道这个教会是值得存在下去。
So that our church will be worthy of the existing.
成为一个蒙神称赞的一个教会。
So we become a church that is worthy of your praise.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
Listen to our prayer. We pray in our Lord Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen.